Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. It's the third Monday of the month. And you all know what that means. It's an all-calling show. It's your chance to get some intuitive coaching or tarot guidance on an issue or problem that's been plaguing you. And I especially want to invite and encourage our friends listening to WBLQ 1230 to call in. Now, KKNW or online listeners, that doesn't mean I don't want you to call. I just would like to mix it up a little. So anyone, anywhere, now is the time to call. And the phone number is 800-930-2819. Again, the number is 800-930-2819. That's if you would like a live tarot reading around a specific problem or issue in your life. And when you call in, Benny will answer the phone, tell him your name and where you're calling from, and a brief description of what you want some help with so that we know where to get started. So while people are calling in, and again, the number is 800-930-2819, let me just give you a few updates of what's been going on for me in the past week or so. And I will just let you know I'm doing the show remotely today. If you hear lots of hammering and noise in the background, there's construction going on around me, and I'm hoping with my headset that you won't be able to hear that. But if you do, that's what's going on. So I'm really excited that I am getting started on writing my very first book. I'm working with a book coach who I've known for about a year, and she worked with a friend of mine, Jane Falk, who was on the show in August, to write her first book. And so I had my first coaching session with Lynn on Friday, and we got the outline put together for the book. Now I have to start writing, and my goal is writing at least 2 hours a day each day. I haven't done any yet today. Today was my first day, but I will. And the topic of the book is really how to, first of all, it's the topic of our show, which is when you're feeling stuck, how to change, but really, why are we changing? We're changing because we want to go towards being more of who we are authentically. And that really is each of our goal and purpose in life. And I've been reviewing blog posts and light bulb moments and guests from the past 18 months, and I really have been shocked at how much I've learned in the last 18 months. And I'm really excited to be able to share all that with you in a condensed form in this book. The other thing I wanted to share with you was about my weekend, and this weekend I took a nice little drive. I like to do what I'm starting to call a driving meditation, and at this time of the year, I really enjoy going up into the mountains because with the color change, plus in another month or so, some of them can pass. So I'm not going to want to drive on because there will be snow. And really what happened for me yesterday on this drive is it's been really foggy in Seattle for the past week. And the last several days, that fog has never burned off. Well, I'm driving in the fog, driving in the fog, driving in the fog. And all of a sudden, it's like burst out into sunshine and spent most of the day in sunshine. And if you've listened to me for very long, you know that I love metaphors. And for me, this was a metaphor for me personally, being, you know, kind of in a foggy place in some areas of my life and getting a little bit of insight, because these driving meditations really help me sometimes process and get some insight. So, Benny, I want to check in. Do we have callers?
We have open lines, so if you'd like to give us a call, it's 800-930-2819. Again, the number is 800-930-2819 for you, Lori.
And that is for anyone who has an issue or a problem that you really want some input into. I can use Tarot, or I can just do my intuitive coaching with you, whichever works best for you. So let me just share a couple of other topics with you as we're waiting for people to call in. And one of the things that this is actually something that came to me yesterday on the drive. And, you know, it's not like this is new, but we get these reminders of things that are important. And one of the things that came to me is that it's always about you. Whatever is going on in your life is about you. Every issue or problem that you have is about something that needs to shift in you towards being more authentic. For each of us that is a human being, we have this piece of ourselves that is our authentic self, or our soul, we might call it. Robert Holden calls it the unconditioned self, who we come here as in the moment that we're born. And then we have the other part that I call ego. It's that human piece of us that its job is to keep us safe, but it's very fear-based. And so I believe that our journey here is all about moving towards being more of who we are authentically. So whenever you're in pain, any kind of pain, physical or emotional, because they are related, that means that you're not being true to yourself in some way, and there's something within you needs to shift. When you're struggling in a relationship, look at what do you need to learn, not what the other person needs to change. It's lots of times really clear to us what's going on for the other person and how they need to be different. But anytime we are in a position where we're unhappy and we're in pain and we're struggling, there's something we need to learn. And other people do have their own lessons, and we help them learn by being in relationship with them, not by trying to teach them what their lesson is. It's not your job to change anyone else. So look at what you can shift, and any change in you changes the relationship. Back in, I think it was May, when Dr. Harriet Lerner was on the program with her new book about marriage and having a better marriage, that was one thing she really focused on, is to make changes in yourself, and those will affect your relationship. Now, you can't predict how it will affect the relationship. You're not making the change in yourself to try and make the other person be different in a certain way. You're doing it so that you will be more authentic and more true to yourself. Now, kind of along these same lines, it's never about the other person, except when it is. So I started out this little topic by saying it's always about you, except when it isn't. And the one exception to the it's always about you rule is the reaction of others to you. That is about them. Their reactions are about them, not about what you said or what you did. And so this is really important to remember so that we don't take things too personally. And frankly, this is an issue that I work on a lot, and I certainly am not even close to being perfect at how I do this. I take a lot of things personally, and it causes me a lot of pain because it's not about me. It's about the other person. Yes, we can, each of us, we can all be more skillful in our communication at times, and we can look at feedback we get from people about how they would have liked us to communicate with them that we didn't quite do in maybe the most tactful way, or maybe in a way that was most likely to get from them what we need from them. But I'm not talking about the way we communicate. What I'm talking about is when someone tells you that there's something wrong with who you are, something wrong with you at the core, that you're a bad person in some way, that you're mean, or you don't care about them, or you're not kind, or whatever it is that they're saying about you, that's never about you. That is always about them. It's the reverse of saying that when you're struggling in a relationship, it's always about you. They have something they need to learn, and they are in relationship with you to try and learn what that is. So that's one thing that really got highlighted for me yesterday, was that it is always about me, and not in a narcissistic way. Narcissism is ego-related. Having it be about me in an authentic way really is about that my whole existence here is meant to move me more towards who I am authentically, who I am as a soul. And so people are going to show up in my lives that let me learn the lessons that move me more in that direction. I can remember my session with my body talk practitioner last week, and I don't remember the exact topic of it, but what I do remember saying to her is, I've been married twice, and I had similar lessons in both marriages, but the first marriage, the message wasn't loud enough, so I didn't get it. I didn't learn that lesson. The second marriage, it was loud enough, and therefore, I'm not going to make that mistake again. And what it was about was, it really was about showing up as who I am, not letting someone else define me, not letting someone else tell me who I should be or that I'm wrong to be who I am, and to actually show up as who I am, as an individual and as a soul. So on that note, I think that we will go to a break. I do want to remind people that this is an all-call-in show. Anyone can call in from anywhere. It's an 800 number, 800-930-2819, and that is if you want to get some guidance either through Tarot or intuitive counseling on a problem that you have. The number is 800-930-2819. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is happy.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. It's the third Monday, and that means it's an all call-in show where you have your opportunity to get some intuitive coaching or tarot guidance around a problem or issue that's been bothering you. And we are still taking callers at 800-930-2819. But we already have some callers, too. So, Benny, who do we have?
Yeah, we'll take Amora, I believe I pronounced that correctly, calling in from Connecticut. And she has lots of changes going on, specifically in the relationship realm. So let's see if we can help her out. Amora, welcome to the show.
Hi, Amora.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. Are you listening on WBLQ?
Yeah, I'm
online.
I don't know which I'm connected to, but I listen to.
Dr. Taxola.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. So what's up and how can I help you?
Yes. You know, it was kind of ironic that you were basically mentioning the same issue, so to speak, that I've been having this year with your second marriage, in the sense that the challenges were stronger this year, but at the same token, I learned the lesson because they were just so challenging. They were right in my face kind of thing with my relationship. So
right.
I just am ready for healthy relationships. And I basically let go of a lot of toxic, you know, draining is the word, relationships, where it was just, I advise people pretty well and people can catch up on that. And then it just feels like I don't get that in reciprocation sometimes, and
okay.
It's just so draining. Yeah.
So what is your question that you would like a little bit of help with? Is it what
well,
is it?
Well, I mean, I just want more flow, and there's all these changes
okay.
are happening.
Uh-huh.
Just more flow, and when is it going to be more, you know, abundant and healthy, and you know, fantastic relationships that I can connect with? I mean.
Right.
I haven't had a relationship like that, friendship like that, in a long time.
So what I'm asking as I'm shuffling is, what is it that Amora needs to know or needs to focus on in order to bring in the kind of friendships and relationships that she wants? Okay, so let's see what we get here.
Yeah, and especially, really close relationships. That's what I'm looking for.
All right. So what the card that came up is the two in the major arcana, which is the High Priestess. And the High
okay.
Priestess is actually the archetype that is my soul number. And what High Priestess is about self-resourcefulness and intuition. And
okay.
so you know, relating this to your question around finding relationships that are more reciprocal. And, you know, and I'll tell you that I've had that issue. I know other people who have had that issue. I think that it's really about paying attention to your intuition, your feeling about an individual when you meet them. And really noticing, do you feel drawn to the person? Does there feel, so you know what I'm saying, right?
Absolutely. And I'm definitely going with my gut nowadays. Yeah.
Well, and part of what I've noticed for myself is there were people I was drawn to that were not good for me, but that really were kind of like the energy suck people. And that was my thing. You know, I was talking before the break about it's always about you. I had to get past the place of that my role in a relationship was to be the helper. And maybe that's part of it for you, too. Because as long as you have that mindset that your identity is the helper, you're going to get people who need help.
Yep. And I'm just naturally, and probably like you, you know, just naturally just in tuned into what they're feeling, and I'm very empathic.
Right.
So I'm a fixer. I want to solve problems. Yeah.
Right. So you want to tune in more to the people that are already doing pretty good. We all need help at different times, right?
Exactly.
You want somebody who's more equal to you, to where you are.
Yeah. I mean, I was just watching a show, and I mean, I don't know why I got all emotional yesterday, but long story short, it was this woman who all of her friends were dating somebody, and she's single, and so am I. Not that it's a woe-is-me story, but her best friend actually went to go out on a date with her guy, and she was sitting alone eating some popcorn, watching some TV, and she was all lonely and stuff. But then the friend knocked on the door and said, "You know what? You're more important than this date. I could always go out with him another day." And it would be so nice.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been that person, you know, sitting on the couch, like not like what was me, but like, wow, you know, I've helped all these people. Then I'm here, sitting here for an hour watching,
you have to be
Pretty
more
woman.
In a place. Yeah, getting in tune with the people who are already ready to be in that kind of a reciprocal relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for your call, Amora.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Who else do we have, Benny?
Well, unfortunately, we dropped our other caller, so they're welcome to join us back in. That was Rochelle calling in from Redmond. Hopefully, we can get your call back on the air. If not, the phone lines are open, 1-800-930-2819.
All right, and I want lots of callers because, you know, like we saw with Amora, there, we get this kind of synchronicity going where, you know, lots of us have kind of similar issues, and it's really helpful even for people who are listening, not the callers, to hear the callers' issues. So, so let's get people calling in. And in the meantime, I'm just going to say a little bit more about authenticity. You know, I was talking during the first segment about it's always about you. And I mentioned kind of in passing that my belief is that, you know, we have a shared journey here on Earth, and each one of us is working towards being more authentic in each moment, which is really being more of who you really are at the core as a soul. And that we're here learning the life lessons that have kept us from being authentic. And as we learn each of those, they're never ending. I mean, there are plenty of them. It's not like you're going to finish your homework and then go play. I mean, you will for a while, but then something else will come along that is also for your benefit, for you to learn. But we all have ego as part of who we are as human beings, and so we can never be 100% authentic 100% of the time. But that's the direction we want to set our sights on, is moving in that direction and becoming more and more of that, even as we know that we never will actually reach that destination 100%. It's kind of like that thing where if you take a number and keep dividing by two, it never reaches zero. It gets close to zero, but it never reaches zero. And it's the same sort of idea. And the other thing I want to say is that we are all part of oneness or spirit or source or whatever term you want to use. And when Rasha was on the show about a month ago, the analogy that she uses is that we each are like a drop of water in the ocean, where each drop by itself is whole and complete, and is part of the ocean as a whole, but it isn't the ocean. It is a drop. So we're part of this whole, and we're made up of the exact same stuff as what the whole, spirit or source or oneness, is made up of, and yet we aren't all of that. But that's where we're moving towards, is expressing more of that authenticity, more of who we really are at our core. All right. One more little thing to share with you as we're waiting for people to call in. I've run up against recently, in the past year or two, quite a bit, this, it's not idea, that's not the right word, this thing, I can't think of the right word.
That'll work.
This thing called intergenerational transmission, and, you know, this can be where our beliefs and preferences come from, and this is saying that we inherit beliefs and preferences from our family. And there are a couple of different ways in which this happens. One is, we all know, you know, we talk about our family of origin stuff, meaning I grew up in a family that had certain beliefs and certain preferences, and therefore I'm more likely to take those on. So your family members are role models for you, and so you model yourself after them. And an example for me in my life of where that happened was that my dad never missed a day of work, and this was really lauded in our family, and my mom made a big deal about it. And when at some point when I was an older child, he had all of his teeth pulled to get dentures. Well, any of you who've had a wisdom tooth or a couple of wisdom teeth pulled, you can imagine how painful it is to have all of your teeth pulled. And he went to work the next day. So this is what I grew up with, is you go to work no matter what. And in my first year of working, once I got out of college, my first 5 years, actually, I worked for a company where we didn't have sick leave per se. We were allowed to take time off when we were sick, and it didn't count against our vacation or anything, but it wasn't sick leave necessarily. And I went for 5 years with perfect attendance, even though I was allowed to take that time off, but I just didn't do it. So I had to, after 5 years, say to myself, whose belief is this? And I realized it really wasn't my belief. It was my family's belief, but I didn't think that I needed to go to work when I was sick just because that was the belief that they held. So I shifted that for me. So you can ask yourself, when you run up against some of those, who does this belong to? Or whose voice do I hear when I think about this belief? And that will help you separate what you believe from what your family believes, and what your preferences are from what your family's preferences are. All right, we're going to head into another break now. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. And we're still taking callers at 800-930-2819. So give a call over the break, and Benny will get you on the list of people to talk to. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
It's a beautiful day.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. It's the third Monday, and that means it's an all-call-in show where you have your opportunity to get some intuitive coaching or tarot guidance around a problem or issue that's been bothering you. And the phone lines are open at 800-930-2819. And we've had a number of people call in who can't stay on the line. So I'd love to have more people call in, 800-930-2819. And while we're waiting for more callers, I'll just finish up the thought I was sharing before we went to break around this intergenerational transmission of beliefs and preferences. And what I was saying before the break was that, you know, we have role models in our parents and grandparents and other extended family that we take on their beliefs and their preferences, but they aren't necessarily what we really value. And so we need to look at that as we're adults as to whether this really is what I want to do or what I believe or how I want my life to look. The other thing is that we also get these preferences or beliefs through, I guess, what I call DNA. And I don't know if literally it is DNA, but we do get things passed down to us from our ancestors that we don't even necessarily need to know about. So maybe they died before we were born, but in some way it gets passed on to us. And I know that lots of people have known about this type of experience. And, you know, we see it in talents and gifts that run in families, right? That's something that we accept that we get through our DNA. And an example of mine that I know, I have a friend who, for whatever reason, always felt drawn to playing the violin, not just to music in general, but to playing the violin. But she never did until she was in her 40s. And what happened was she was in a music store with her husband, and she saw a violin, and she started to cry. And so her husband gave her a violin for Christmas that year, and she started taking lessons, and she just loved it. Well, after that happened, after she got the violin and started taking lessons, and remember, she's in her 40s at this point, she saw a picture of her grandfather and his brothers as children, and all of them were holding violins. Now, I guess we could say maybe at some point she'd seen that picture before and she didn't remember, but this was so deeply embedded in her, I just don't think that that's true. I think that this was something that really was passed down through the family. And in the same way, we can get beliefs passed down to us. We can get beliefs passed to us while we're in utero, in still, and you know, inside our mother body, because she's having chemical reactions within our body that flow through us because they're in our bloodstream. So the important point that I'm trying to make with all of this is that lots of times these beliefs that end up tripping us up in life are not even ours. They don't even belong to us. They aren't the things that we really value. And so you start asking the question, who does this belong to? Or whose voice do I hear when I think about this? And that's a way that you can begin to separate what do I believe versus what am I being told or have I been told I'm supposed to believe? So, Benny, how are we doing? We got anybody?
Yeah, it's still pretty quiet out here, but if you're welcome to join us here for the Laura Longley Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, you are welcome to do so at 800-930-2819. Again, the number is 800-930-2819.
All right. And I really would love to talk to you because, as I shared when I talked with Amora, I'm a helper. That's part of my identity. So I'd love to help you with an issue or problem that you've got going on, either using the tarot cards or just through intuitive counseling. All right. So picking up on the topic that I was talking about a little bit earlier in the show about it's always about you, and that there's this difference between who we are as an authentic person and the ego part of us. And both of these things coexist in each of us as human beings. And one of the things that, again, you know, I take these drives, things come up for me, and one of the things that came up for me yesterday that I was really noticing was about competition and comparing ourselves to others. And in our 8-week happiness workshop that I present, one of the things that we talk about in terms of happiness is that we can't be happy if we're comparing ourselves to others. Well, that's because we're not in our authenticity when we compare ourselves to others. And I think that the reason that this was on my mind around competition was the healing meditation that we did on last Tuesday's show was for politicians to help them quit competing with each other and start collaborating and cooperating. Well, how it came up for me yesterday, where it was really just being put in my face where I'm doing it, was when I was driving. You know, I wasn't having road rage, but road rage is an example of when we're competing with others or comparing ourselves to others. And even though I wasn't having road rage, I was having some competitiveness with a particular driver. And I was driving on the freeway, and over in Eastern Washington, the speed limit was 70. So, you know, going 70, and I had this pickup truck that was hauling a trailer past me and get in front of me and then go slower than I was going, which, you know, that's annoying in itself. So I waited a minute to see if he was going to speed up, and he didn't, and so I went around him. Well, then he pulls out to start to pass me again, and what I found myself doing was speeding up so that he couldn't. And I went, wait a minute, what are you doing? I was being competitive with him. I wanted to be in front of him. And I had all of this self-talk going on in my head about him and what was going on for him and why he needed to be in front of me and blah, blah, blah. And I realized, as I'm blaming him for all of this, that, hello, mirror, that was going on in me too, about why I didn't want him to be in front of me. And so I had to really take a step back and go, okay, if I were in my authenticity, because obviously I was in my ego where I was comparing myself and being competitive, if I was in my authenticity, what would I be doing? And what I would be doing would be not caring about whether this person was in front of me, behind me, or beside me. I would be driving at a speed limit that felt comfortable to me, given what the speed limit was, given what the weather conditions were and the road conditions. I would choose to drive at a speed that was comfortable for me, regardless of what any of the other drivers around me were doing. Now, there's a little bit there that, you know, no, I would not, in a 70-mile-an-hour zone, choose to drive in the left lane at 50 miles an hour, okay? So we need to pay attention to rules. But overall, I would not care where this guy was. And so I did go back to, okay, I feel comfortable driving the speed limit. It's a sunny day. The road is dry. I'm going to drive the speed limit. I'm in the right lane. So nobody can say that, you know, I should be driving faster than the speed limit. I don't think anybody can say that anyway, frankly. But, I mean, they can say it, but it doesn't have to mean anything to me. And I can just let him do whatever it is that he's going to do. If he gets in front of me again and goes slower than 70, I can decide whether I want to pass him again or not. And it doesn't have to be a competition. It doesn't have to be about, am I in front? Is he in front? Who's going faster? Who's going slower? Who has the power because they're in front? It doesn't have to be about that at all. And frankly, it isn't about that at all. Competition is always about trying to prove that we are good enough. It's an extreme form of comparing ourselves to other people. And the reality is that we each are already good enough in our authenticity. When we're acting from that place of who we are as a soul, we're already good enough. We are already whole. We don't have to prove anything to anybody, including ourselves. So it has nothing to do with anyone else and what they are or aren't doing. So I would encourage you, you know, as a self-growth exercise to help you move towards being more authentic and in the end, towards being happier, look at whenever you compare yourself to others. You don't even have to be competing with them. Just when do you compare yourself with others? I know for me, one of the areas where I do it is appearance. And I'm overweight. I don't like that I'm overweight. And so I'm constantly looking at others to find other people that are more overweight than I am so I can feel good, or people who are thinner than I am so that I can beat myself up. And so notice when you're doing something like that, and then just come back to your authenticity and say, okay, I need to, in this example, I need to be at a weight that I feel comfortable with, where I feel like I'm healthy, I can do the things that I want to do, I can do the things that I need to do, and it has nothing to do with anybody else but me. So we're right back to, it's all about me. And on that note, I think it's time for us to take another break. And I do want to encourage people to call in. We're doing tarot readings and intuitive coaching at 800-930-2819. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Wearing on my shoulders, gotta find strength in me.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. It's the third Monday, and that means it's an all-call-in show where you have your opportunity to get some intuitive coaching or tarot guidance. And let's go right to the callers. Who do we have, Benny?
Sure. We have Nadia calling in for the first time, and she is calling in from a locally Seattle area, and she has hopefully a good question for you. So, Nadia, welcome to the show, and congratulations on making that first call.
Well, I'm glad you did, too. I know it can be a little scary at first, but we're glad to have you. So how can I help you?
Oh, greetings, Be Simple Lessons. I just tuned into this radio station just yesterday for the first time, and this is my first time calling. But wow. I wanted to see if I could get a tarot reading. I moved to Seattle just a year ago from Michigan, the city of Detroit, and I've been transitioning. I was married 17 years, and my husband was a community activist in the city of Detroit, and he passed, made his transition 4 years ago. And so for the last 3 years, I've been holding on and so not ready to let go.
Yeah. So now you're ready to let go?
Yeah, in terms of just moving forward.
Right. So is your question really around what do you need to know or focus on in order to be able to start moving forward?
Yeah, in terms of like what should I focus on in terms of I'm embracing change and I'm in a new place now and I'm create new friendships and a new career, and so I thought if I had a tarot reading maybe something would show in terms of me being on the right path or
okay.
You know, doing the right thing.
So I'm going to say what do you need to know to make life even better than it is right now? So, love this. Queen of Wands. And Wands is the suit of spirit or of God or source or whatever word you like to use. And the Queen of Wands is all about kind of, you know, bringing forth the inspiration and passion that comes to you through being connected to spirit and having that available to you to manifest into life. So from where you're at, I mean, it sounds to me like you are on this path. Maybe this is a confirmation for you.
Yes.
because you've made lots of changes in the last couple of years in your life. And it sounds to me, just what little bit you've said, you feel happy and satisfied with what you're doing. Is that true?
That's correct.
And so I think that this is really confirming, yeah, you're on the right track. You are acting from a place of inspiration, from being connected to spirit.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And welcome to Seattle. And welcome to KKNW.
Yes, thank you so much. I look forward to tuning in more and learning more about the various shows. And
great.
Thank you for your knowledge and wisdom and your topic of authenticity, you know, just in terms of being an authentic person. There's nothing like being your true self at all times, despite any situation or obstacle. And so your messages are very profound, and I thank you.
Well, and I thank you for that validation of it and your own perspective on it, too. Thanks, Nadia.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. That leaves probably time for one more caller there, Laura.
Yeah.
We'll take Barbara, and Barbara's calling in from Linwood. She has a couple questions, it looks like, around finances, and her business seems to be slowing down just a bit. Hopefully we can help her pick it back up. So, Barbara, welcome to the show.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing fine, except financially it's beginning to look a little bit scary.
Okay, so give me just briefly what's going on.
Well, this time of year, typically, it slows down.
Okay.
Generally, throughout the main part of the year, I'm able to put plenty of money in savings. However, I had some major health issues to deal with, and my daughter going off to college, and I have no savings.
Okay, so the first thing I want to say, even before I draw a card, is you need to quit telling yourself that this time of year business slows down.
Okay.
So it's okay to plan for the fact that that's happened in the past and put money aside when you can, but you don't want to have the thought in your head that business slows down at this time of year, because you're going to create business slowing down at this time of year.
Okay.
All right, so now I'm going to shuffle for a moment here and just see, is there, you know, some place you need to focus or something you need to know or learn that will help you through this particular situation? And what came up is the Four of Wands, which is completion. So I'm wondering, based on, you know, you've had a lot of change in your life this year with a major illness and your daughter going to college, and I'm wondering if there's some completion that needs to come around for you in either one of those situations. And it might just be emotionally letting go.
I'm awaiting, well, and that's part of the finance. To have breast reconstruction from breast cancer.
Okay. So that's part of what this is saying, is that there are things that are not complete yet. And so your focus is needing to be on those things, which is part of what's happening, and that at this moment it's okay for your focus to be there. I know it feels scary. And you can still set intentions around money showing up. And it doesn't necessarily have to be from your business. I will tell you, I have had numerous examples personally where money showed up in ways I never could have even asked for because it was so unexpected. So know that your focus needs to be on your health and completing that cycle. And you can still be setting intentions around being supported financially.
Okay.
And it will all be okay. That is, you know I go through things financially as well. And I have a very strong belief that when we're on our path and doing what we're meant to be doing, we are supported. And it doesn't show up necessarily in the way or the time we want it to. But we are always okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I think that that leads us to time to wrap up for this particular hour. And I want to tell you that I'm thinking about what I'd like to do for December for both the Monday and Tuesday show is bring back guests that are favorites of the listeners. So I want to know who you want to hear more from. So you can email me, Laura@thelauralongleyshow.com, or comment on Facebook. And again, it's The Laura Longley Show on Facebook. So would love to hear from you on who you'd like to have come back. Who are some of your favorite guests from this past year? And I want to thank all the callers who were brave enough to ask for help and guidance in such a public way. And I want to thank you all for tuning into The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com, and every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific on The Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Michelle Ketterman about playing the game of new limits. Tune in to find out how Michelle overcame a childhood of abuse to create her dream life as an adult and how you can create your dream life too. You can listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com or on WBLQ 1230 AM in Rhode Island. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us,
please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.